You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
La Punte with David Kellner.
David, I like it. There's an air of sophistication there with the name David. Less so with David. David Kellner here. This is the inaugural edition of the Euros Punt Podcast from William Hill. Good to have you with us. The tournament's commencing at 8 p.m. on Friday night. The Stade de France, France versus Romania, is the first game of the championships. France 3-10 to win it here with William Hill. The draw 4-1, Romania in the betting at 12-1. And over the course of the podcast, we'll hear from Andrew Gibney, who's in France for the Euros. He's a contributor for 442, and he's chief of French Football Weekly, which is the English language French football website. Andrew will give us the lowdown on the French challenge at the Euros and why there is a sense of optimism ahead of the championship. He'll also preview the game at the Stade de France on Friday night. We'll hear Country Files with Lee Phelps as he takes a look at Romania, and I'll give you a quiz question as well. That's coming to you very, very shortly. First up, though, let's hear from Andrew Gibney. And I started off by asking him why there is that sense of optimism ahead of the French challenge.
It stems from the young talent they've got, people like Paul Pogba, Antoine Griezmann, but it also sort of stems from the last two times they've hosted a tournament here before, 1984 and in 1998, they went on to win the whole thing. So there's sort of a bit of pressure on their shoulders to go and do it again. They've definitely got the talent to do it, there's no denying that, and you can start to sense now that the sun's come out, that helps everyone's mood, and everyone's starting to get quite excited.
You said they've got the talent to do it. Have they got the experience, France?
I think they have. You look at someone like Blaise Matuidi, who's now 28, he's played in the Champions League. He's a leader. They've lost Lassana Diarra for injury. That's going to be a huge gap in the squad. But then someone like N'Golo Kanté comes in, who's riding a high with Leicester. But yeah, people, Laurent Koscielny, I mean, Patrice Evra is still going strong. Over 35, Bakary Sanga has been there. Hugo Lloris, the captain, the Spurs keeper. They've definitely got it sort of dotted around the pitch. And then they look for the younger kids sort of up front and team with Olivier Giroud and André-Pierre Gignac to get the goals.
Antoine Griezmann is a man we've got to talk about, Andrew. He is 2-1 to be France's top goal scorer in the competition, and obviously a player with immense talent.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal talent. I mean, I've watched him through for France since under-19 European Championships, and watching the way he's grown as a player at Real Sociedad and then Atletico Madrid. He's now like the main man, and he's sort of peaking at the right time for France. He was more of a substitute at the World Cup in Brazil, and now he's not the sort of the focal point of the attack. That's still Olivier Giroud, but it's what Giroud brings, sort of brings Griezmann into play. Coming off from the wing, getting shots off, linking up, that's where the damage is going to be done from, is the way Griezmann links up, and you can see him scoring goals. It's hard to see him not scoring goals. And to me, it's probably between him and Giroud who would get the most. Griezmann's probably the strong bet at the moment.
Yeah, 2-1, Antoine Griezmann to be a top France goal scorer. Are there any negatives in this France squad? I'm looking at the central defensive partnership, and without Rafa Varane, they've got to kind of find a man to complement Laurent Koscielny at the back.
Yeah, it's been a massive blow there, Rafa Varane, although maybe doesn't get as many minutes for Real Madrid as he would like. He's still a massive part of the France defence. And the problem that it gave Laurent Blanc is he had quite a number of sort of left-sided centre-backs. And although Koscielny's right-footed, he plays at the left for Arsenal, so they want to keep him there. Adil Rami, the Sevilla defender, came in because he plays on the right. He had a bit of a dismal game against Cameroon. He was maybe at fault for two of the goals. He put his hands up and said, yeah, I need to get better and sharper. So that's the big sort of cloud over this defence. Yeah, you look at Patrice Evra, though he's playing great for Juventus, he plays a bit more of a protected 3-5-2. He's a little bit more exposed in Deschamps 4-3-3, and also Sanya as well. It's not the golden days of his career. So if you have a go at France's defence, there's definitely a chance they can concede goals. You just look at the midfield and attack, and you sort of, it has that old Kevin Keegan Newcastle mentality as well, to score more goals than they concede, and I think that's what the public are hoping for.
Kevin Keegan brings back memories, and that's how France have been performing recently. They've been scoring. It's been, come and have a go at us, we'll score more than you can. What about the opening game? The opening game, France versus Romania then. France 3-10, the draw 4-1, Romania 12-1. Just before we get stuck into this game with Andrew, here's the quiz question for today's podcast. Which country has the largest population of brown bears in the Euros? So which country, taking part in the Euros this time round, has the largest population of brown bears? Answer, as long as I remember, will be at the end of the podcast. France-Romania then. France 3-10, draw 4-1, Romania 12-1. Lots of enhanced odds offers here with William Hill. What does Andrew Gibney expect from the first game of the tournament here? Is Andrew?
Opening games are usually those quite tight, tense affairs. There's not usually a lot of goals, but because of the increase to 24 teams, it's going to be quite interesting how both teams go at it, because you could still lose or draw and still have a great chance to progress. I can see France really, this is France's first competitive game since they were knocked out of the World Cup by Germany. So it's been hard to sort of judge where exactly they are in preparation. So I think they'll want to show everyone that they're here and they're to be taken seriously. Romania, they put 5 past Georgia in their last friendly, so you have to be wary. I think that both teams to score is a good shout, because you can see France maybe having a little lapse, losing one, then maybe going to score 3 or 4. But I think Romania will, there's no point in sitting back and just trying to play not to lose a few goals. It's worth trying to go get a draw, and then it puts you in a really good position to try and grab a second or third place in the group.
Prediction then, for the opening game for France, what's the score going to be?
I'm going to go for 3-1. I think Romania will definitely nick something. I think just for the excitement of the opening game, but I can see France romping away and getting this tournament off to a really exciting start.
Thank you to Andrew Gibney for his contribution on this podcast. If you do want to check out all the odds, please do. Go to sports.williamhill.com, click on football, and you'll see this match is priced up here with William Hill. You can get us on the app as well, of course. 250 markets available on this game. France are 3-10 to win it, but flip those numbers around slightly. Match result and both teams to score. France available at 100-30 here with William Hill. Enhanced odds, Antoine Griezmann to score anytime. France to win and both teams to score could be a good bet given what Andrew said about the game. 6-1. That is enhanced here with William Hill. And Paul Pogba to score and France to win, available 3-1. Loads of markets on the William Hill website ahead of the match. I'm aware this podcast has been France heavy so far. Let's talk about the team they face on Friday night, Romania.
Welcome to Romania. If you're a diabetic, a motorist, a writer, or a pilot in a desperate situation, you have Romanians to thank. With the discovery of insulin, early car engineers, the inventor of fountain pens, and the woman who came up with a parachute chair, all from the country. This nation is Europe's richest in gold resources. Nicolae Ceaușescu built Bucharest's Palace of the Parliament, also known as the People's House, which is the largest, heaviest, and most expensive civil administration building on the planet. Oh, and they have a massive rock sculpture. Google it.
They do indeed. If you look at that rock sculpture, which I have, on the back of Lee's words, it's like an homage to Brian Blessed. Looks just like him. Speaking of being rock solid, Romania have been rock solid at the back. They've only conceded twice in their 10 matches in the qualifiers, so that's good. And if you're looking for a goal scorer for Romania, do look at Nicolae Stanciu. He is 13-2 to score any time against France, and he is 6-1 to be Romania's top goal scorer as well. I got 4 in 5 at international level, and that's on the back of a fantastic season with Steaua Bucharest. So make sure you check out the credentials of Nicolae Stanciu. The answer to that quiz question is Romania. Largest population of brown bears of the teams competing in the Euros, Romania. Okay then, folks, that's a wrap. France versus Romania, the first game of the Euros. France 3-10, the draw 4-1, Romania in the betting at 12-1. Do get your bets on. Make sure you tune into this podcast daily. We'll hear from Derek McGovern on the home nations and Ireland throughout the course of the championships. And of course, Wales and England both involved in matches on Saturday. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Make sure you download this via audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill and you can check us out on iTunes as well. Until next time, enjoy your betting here with William Hill, and we'll speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.